The bombings in Syria continue. The civil war is grinding into its third year. The moderate opposition to the Assad government is weaker. Michael O'Hanlon is at the Brookings Institution.
What's happened is that Assad and Hezbollah are winning, and the al-Qaeda affiliates are becoming stronger within the insurgency. So our current policy is failing to prevent the very outcomes that we most fear.
Analysts say the strength of groups inspired by al-Qaeda is actually helping Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, who calls all the rebels terrorists. David Shanker is a Mideast analyst.
The narrative that is prevailing today, that this is a fight between Assad regime and al-Qaeda. And therefore, the United States, the Obama administration, has taken this ambivalent position.
The conflict has killed more than 135,000 people and has driven more than 9 million from their homes. The U.S. hoped the peace talks in Geneva would bring a breakthrough, but the latest round ended in deadlock. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
And it is very clear that Bashar al-Assad is continuing to try to win this in the battlefield rather than to come to the negotiating table in good faith.
Syrian military pilots are dropping barrel bombs on civilian populations. This has so terrified people in recent weeks that a 500,000 have fled their neighborhoods. Analysts say the Obama administration could provide intelligence on the pilots to help the rebels stop the carnage. Again, David Shanker.
We don't see so many fixed-wing aircraft flying around Syria anymore because most of the pilots have defected. We got to work on this with the remaining helicopter pilots, either by convincing them to leave or by helping the rebels to better target them.
Analysts say the U.S. and its allies can still build the moderate Free Syrian Army into an effective force. They say the FSA could be supplied with anti-tank weapons, better ammunition, and cash to pay fighters. The CIA could also expand its modest rebel training program in Jordan. But officials say President Barack Obama remains skeptical about any step that could draw the U.S. into the war. Michael O'Hanlon.
History would suggest that Obama does not want to play any major role in this war, and he prefers to ignore it for as long and as often and as much as he can.
Short of military force, it's not clear how Washington can change the course of the war, in which Syria's government is supported by Iran and Russia. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.